Let me talk. Let's talk about something. Some real niggas. Some real live shit. Some real master shit. A narcissist is not a problem until they target you. Now, another thing. When there are people or gang stalking or spiritual trolling or harassment taking place, identify, okay, why? What is their motivation? What is the motivation? There's a incentive given by the narcissist or the narc or the motherfucking the mastermind or whatever is leading some type of campaign against you, whether it be on the physical, metaphysical, emotional, mental, financial, or energetic level. Now, so for the spirits that are the other individuals that may or may not be participating in it, there's something that there's a reward to be, something to be gained, and it's just not just to be a part of experience to receive a consequence later on down the line. However, whether that be through their actions and their own situations of them doing shit and then follow up on their own, then they want to call it karma, and even though karma is still Sanskrit for action, they're still about the, oh, somebody talking about your somebody's karma. No, I'm pretty sure I'm not, because I didn't commit. I ain't do your actions for you. So, well, nor did you.
For them.
So that's how you gotta look at that too as well. So if they're expecting you to comply or expect you to work along with them, or the intention is to get you to go along with them or rock out with them in any way, shape, and form, then what happens is a narcissist or a narc or an individual that may be an opposing force towards you is to be considered as, okay, they have a motive to this. Is it to destroy you? Is it to defeat you? Is it to get you to comply with them? Or they truly just want you and just don't know how to fucking admit their own goddamn feelings type shit? Or they just rejected themselves, or they're scared out of whatever the case may be. Or they're scared of you with some shit. The whole thing is, they can be defeated because the most effective thing they can utilize is emotional manipulation. So now that's fucking with your vibes too. So you gotta pay attention to how you naturally vibe and what is causing the disruption to them vibes. And then you must identify what, who, where, and what is disrupting the vibes. And once you identify what's disrupting your natural vibes, then you will be able to know how to defend that, address that, and need you to move forward. Because if you're fucking up with your vibes, then it's fucking up with your mind. And if you're fucking up with your mind, it's really hard for you to think properly, is it? So, you don't give them any power. You don't give them any thoughts, any ideas, any feelings, or no emotions type shit. I don't care, no matter how much you hate a motherfucker, you dislike or distaste a motherfucker. If you really want to show a motherfucker, you don't like them, you don't respect them, you hate them motherfuckers, you give them nothing. Not even a thought. Not even a lick of an emotion. Not even your energetic presence to even feel like they have some type of leverage. Because the good thing about it is, though, they're looking for some type of leverage. In some way, somehow, no matter whether it's a positive attention or negative attention. And what will happen is now is that if there are an individual or a group that's in a position to basically help you get to a better place, even though you may be able to do shit yourself, and they choose to do other shit to get you to go along with the get along and go along with the get along shit, and there's no incentive, there is no form of compliance. That's not the science. Type shit. You got many people that have many different ways of explaining this. While I may be putting it, it's just a higher density, it's a higher vibrational aspect of it. But what I'm really trying to address here is that a narcissist doesn't come play into your life until a narcissist is not a problem until they look and focus on you and hindering you in some way, shape, and form. How do you know? When you came in contact with an individual, did shit get better or did shit get worse? And once you identify that, now you determine how much of an interaction duration you're going to invest into that and how further along in that engagement is you going to participate in that, and you can withdraw yourself from that at any given time. You don't have to entertain the bullshit, because some people may play out as a narcissist to another individual, and to the other people, they're positive, but it depends on what the fuck is actually playing out. And this is how you would come to, because now you got to utilize your emotional intelligence, your spiritual intelligence, and as well as your goddamn common sense. What would you commonly do? How will somebody commonly respond in a circumstance like this, and why? That's common sense. What would you do in a circumstance like this, or anybody else otherwise, for them to respond or react in a way that would cause them to do so in the first place? That's how you utilize that. So, literatures and videos online and out there in the world, and also at libraries and stands and shit like that, or different stores and shit like that, that got topics like that, or information or content of the sort type shit. You have many examples. So the nature of like laws of human nature, or the 40 laws of power. Those are lower level shit than what the fuck I'm talking about. But irregardless of that, and I'm saying I ain't shitting on it either. Some people actually fuck with that shit, and I'm gonna go find. I done seen other motherfuckers that actually use that shit. You ever seen motherfuckers get the 40 laws of power type shit, or you showed them that shit, or you put them on the game or some shit, and these motherfuckers start moving. As soon as you read this shit, they think it's a fucking power. Like you just activate. Law 40, law 10. Not like that shit work like that. No, motherfucker. You have to go. That shit plays out. Only thing that does is make you be aware of a generalistic aspect through patterns of social engagements and power dynamics in regards to that. So that's really what that is about. So besides that shit, and it's furthermore, it goes into a psychological thing too, but not too much as in regards to like how it was like, all right, this is indefinite. Like, no, it's not the case. Circumstantial. Actually, but besides that shit though, I'm getting off of this shit. I'm busy doing some other shit right now. Peace, power, balance, vibration, equilibrium, all that good shit, you are. Equilibrium. Da 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 da. Grow.